The Russian president digs in on Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's not giving up any ground in the tensions over Ukraine as the U.S. and its allies continue to warn against an invasion. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, in his first public comments on Ukraine for more than a month, Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, said Western countries have ignored Russian security demands. Putin said fundamental concerns had been brushed aside. He wants President Biden to guarantee Ukraine will never join NATO. But the Russian leader insisted he is open to further diplomacy, saying he hopes dialogue will continue so negative scenarios can be avoided. Tens of thousands of Russian troops are deployed near Ukraine's borders. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. Thousands of police officers gather again to pay tribute in New York City. A wake now underway at St. Patrick's Cathedral for Wilbert Mora, the second of two officers fatally shot during a 911 response in January. Tom Brady is now a retiree. The star quarterback, who won a record 7 Super Bowls, 6 with the Patriots, 1 with the Buccaneers, makes it official with a written post.
Telling fans on social media the sport of football is an all-in proposition that requires 100% competitive commitment, that he's loved his NFL career, and that it's now time to focus his time and energy on other things that require his attention. Walking away at 44 years old, the most decorated player in NFL history.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says Brady made everyone around him better, calling his career remarkable not only for its longevity, but for sustained excellence year after year. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Voting laws in Indiana are a step closer to some changes.
A GOP bill to tighten voting limits advances in the Indiana House, approved largely along party lines. Members voting 66 to 28 in favor of the bill that requires Indiana voters who request mail-in ballots to swear under possible penalty of perjury that they won't be able to vote in person at any time during the 28 days before Election Day. Supporters say the bill's aimed at encouraging in-person ballot casting during the early voting period. Democrats expressing concern it would discourage people from choosing their most convenient way to vote. The bill, sponsored by Representative Tim Wesko, now goes to the Republican-dominated state Senate. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Wisconsin Republicans are pushing to amend the state constitution to make it harder for criminal defendants to get out on bail. This after a man drove into a Christmas parade near Milwaukee, killing 6 people. That suspect was out on bail, recommended by the Milwaukee County DA in an earlier case. The state assembly's Judiciary Committee plans a public hearing on the proposed amendment tomorrow. Like many things, the cost of having a Super Bowl party is higher this year, maybe 14% more.
Meat and poultry prices have seen the biggest increases. Wells Fargo chief agricultural economist Michael Swanson says chicken wing prices are up 26% from a year ago, steaks up 23%, and hamburgers cost 17% more, though pork prices are up just 7%. Potato chips and avocados are up only 1%, and some fruits and vegetables cost the same or even less than last year. Celery and carrots cost about the same as a year ago. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Stocks turning mixed. Right now the Dow's down about 9 points. The S&P also slightly lower. They had been higher. The NASDAQ for now still in the green. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.